Thank you, Isabel. So I'm Ewald. Actually, Ivar has done about half of my job already in the plenary session, so we'll make it kind of easy for me, I think. Let me start by showing you a short video, which pretty much sums it all up. And this is the voiceover version of the video, because we have different versions of it. But I would like to let you hear this one.
This is a commercial for Flanders. One with lovely shots of art, culture, and nature. That's nice for those who can actually see them. But also a bit of a shame, as this commercial is about how everyone should feel welcome in Flanders. So you know what? While everyone else gets distracted by the breathtaking views, you and I can have a little chat, just the two of us. Because despite all the lovely imagery, Flanders is far from perfect. But that's okay. Our shortcomings make us work harder to do better. Without this constant rain, we might not just have all these cozy bars and delicious beers to drink. We recover from traffic jams by getting lost in all our beautiful museums. And when life gave us cobblestones, we turned cycling on them into a sport. Flanders is far from perfect, and that's perfectly fine. If you also had to grow stronger from overcoming your hurdles, well, then you're practically Flemish too. Discover all about tourism in Flanders on visitflanders.com and welcome home.
Well, heading for a holiday destination for everyone. We quite ambitiously set a goal that was becoming an accessible holiday destination for all by this year, 2018. Quite scary, actually. So we have to say, we came from far. We still got a lot of work to do, but we feel kind of ready to share some of our experience with you now. How did it all start? About 15 years ago, we started developing an action plan. The key to that action plan was the simultaneous attention to accessible infrastructure and service, training and awareness raising, and reliable information. These are all what we consider as the basics. Let me tell you a bit more about them. When it comes to infrastructure and service, we have our ground system. Our ground system, the thing to take away with you there is that we have specific ones, but we also have general, or most of our grants are actually general grants for the whole sector, and accessibility is always a part of it. All our grants are connected to high accessibility standards. To say it simple, if you want grants for us, if you want money from us, then you will need to make sure that you're accessible. We have a brochure like the one shown in the picture with all technical guidelines, all standards in it. We also like to call it our Bible, because it's really an in-depth brochure with all the information you need for creating an accessible building or infrastructure. We also offer, of course, tailor-made advice to the tourism industry. And we have INTER, the Flemish Accessibility Agency, that does screenings for us on the one hand, but also offers really professional advice from architects to the industry. In training and awareness raising, it's always possible for companies to contact us and to arrange trainings that are tailor-made for their staff. We also set up peer networks for tourism providers, where they meet, share experiences, are informed or trained about certain subjects that they can also bring on to us. We also offer tips in real life, but also in these hands-on brochures, like the one shown in the bottom of the page. If you compare this to the Bible that I showed you, these are in-depth brochures, and these ones that I'm talking about you now here are really hands-on brochures with practical advice, practical tips. For example, for restaurants and bars, because then they don't always have the time to read a Bible, or don't always have the building, the capacities to create a perfectly accessible place like we would like to see it. If you can offer them hand-on advice, hand-on tips, that's really important to them. In our Visit Flanders Awards, we always have a category that is dedicated to accessible tourism or related. And also important is that we create quite a lot of stories. In these stories, we try to inform, but especially inspire, because there are stories about people with a disability, but also entrepreneurs with a disability, or entrepreneurs who really do something special towards people with a disability, for example. So this shows you that we offer a whole range of information and advice, from light to in-depth information. In our information that we offer to the public, it is important that we always handle this inclusive approach. We try to focus on the facilities rather than on the disabilities. People can also always contact us. We have this information point with specific questions regarded to accessible tourism. We also have our objective screenings, as I already mentioned. They make sure that we can offer quality information to the public. The accessibility label is also there. We have an A and an A+ level, basic or comfortable. This makes it easy to judge whether a place is suitable for your needs and for the tourism industry, for the accommodation, for example. It's a certification, and it makes them easier to find. We offer brochures, all kinds of brochures, on accessible places to stay on our coast, Bruges, accessible day trips, etc. And we also have all this information and more on our Visit Flanders website. Right on the homepage, we have this accessibility page that is easy to find. Now, these were all what we consider the basics, but we promised to share our experiences with you. So here it is, because we don't want to keep it for ourselves. We want it out there for everyone to use. And these two principles here are very important to us and brought us where we are now, we think. First one, accessible tourism is tourism, simple as that. And accessibility is a matter of quality. It should be about tourism and how to open it up for everyone. It should be about quality and not about charity. Kind of tourism that benefits all, that makes visitors happier, and that makes companies healthier. Another one, you can start with a low-hanging fruit, but don't settle for it. Of course, this depends on your region, on the situation there, the work that has been already done. For example, 15 years ago, we started with places to stay with holiday accommodations, then expanded to tourist information and visitors offices. And more recently, we started talking with organizations like Heritage, Culture, to see what's possible there. It's very important to find the right partners to do the job. You cannot do it all by yourself, so go on the terrain, find the right partners, and start cooperating as soon as possible. Also, don't be happy with just a decent level of physical accessibility. This is We used to start there also, and now we're really making that shift. We want to create more multi-sensorial experiences for everybody. As you're well aware, it's not enough to just being able to enter a museum. You really want to experience it like everyone else does. Again, you can see that the inclusive approach here is important. Accessible facilities are perhaps really needed for 15-20%. They're useful for a lot of people, and they're just plain easy for everyone. An important lesson that we learned, or a way of approach for us, is also the focus on geographical entities. They would be the pieces of your puzzle, and I will come back to that. It helps you, if you work with cities, smaller regions, it helps you to focus and to makes it also easier to work on the whole holiday value chain of that area. You start with defining the most interesting places for tourists, not by what's accessible, but what are the most interesting places for tourists. Then define your relevant partners and start cooperating. Every developed touristic city or region will in that way be a part of your puzzle, And if you lay them all together at the end, this will help you reaching this accessible holidays destination for everyone. So when I say that we are approaching our goal by this year, it's not saying that the whole of Flanders is perfectly accessible now, but the most important pieces of our touristic puzzle in Flanders are almost laid. Let me give you a best practice there. We did this for Bruges, but also for our coast, the Flanders Fields area, and we're working with two more art cities, Leuven and Mechelen, right now to create the same thing. But I will give you the example of Bruges. Good to know is, or what's key there, is that you involve experts, of course. Experts like Inter, who are really dedicated to accessibility in Flanders. The local tourist board, of course, because they know what is relevant there for tourists. And here also Bruges social services, for example. The technical departments, because if adaptations need to be made on the walk or other sites, then they will be the ones to do it. So include them from the beginning. And of course, people with disabilities being there with you and giving their advice. You start from an existing and a touristically relevant route, as I said. And then we did a bottleneck walk together with everyone I just mentioned. And after that, you adapt or change your route where it is necessary. Then you end by screening all the places, of course, to obtain objective information. To show you how it looks, on the screen you see the cover of the brochure and a map with the detailed information. So the map shows you the route, shows you the points where there are some difficulties. Because we have medieval cities, we have a lot of cobbles in them, and although we try to avoid the worst of them, at some places you may need to encounter some still. But the brochure always gives you the detailed description. You have the route description, and then you have the brochure with general information on points of interest, but also always the specified accessibility information. You will also see that we include icons to say that there are provisions for blind people, deaf people, people in wheelchairs, etc. The picture most to the right is the way that we give the information for restaurants, bars, and toilets. We always include pictures, and then there's a system with short information with a thumbs up or down system and colors, and this all makes it possible for people to judge very easily for themselves if this is a suitable place for them. Good to know is that we already chose the places that had a certain level of accessibility. We don't include every place that is not accessible enough. We only include it when there's a certain level already. Some conclusions from this best practice for us. Because it's impossible to make the whole medieval city accessible, as I say, it's good to focus on what you can do. For Bruges, this was one strong route. For another region, it can be a certain product. This is up to you to find out. Including the different services, the people with a disability over there makes them all ambassadors of this product. We noticed that accessibility is now also higher on the agenda of the city of Bruges in general, beyond tourism, and this is something that we also noticed in Flanders Fields region, on the coast, and other places that we work this. Visit Bruges will now do the update of the following, of the next brochure in their look and feel, but with our support. This is the way we try to handle it. With Leuven and Mechelen also, we cooperate to create the first brochure, and then it's always stronger if a city really makes it its own product and does it in their own look and feel. So we give them the support, but we make that shift afterwards. And as I said, other art cities have created their routes with our support or just on their own. So I think by the end of this year, to the latest, somewhere beginning next year, all our five art cities that we promote in Flanders will have this kind of product. So, 2018 now, almost there, and you would think then time to sit back and relax for us, like this cute cat on the picture, which I only included because cat pictures always work. Well, not exactly, of course. We have a lot of information, we have a lot of screened places, so they need to be reassessed information needs to be updated. This is a constant process which requires quite a lot of budget and quite a lot of work. So yeah, that's just a reality there is there. But of course, we want to keep moving, don't stand still. So we want our label that I already showed you to evolve into a, more of a universal design label. We have developed a new label for meeting infrastructure together with Inter again. And we want to focus more on creating multisensorial experiences for our tourism industry. I'll finish by saying some more about this, these three things. Our original label, the ANA Plus label that you saw there, was still mainly focused on physical accessibility, although we never designed it as such, so we deliberately didn't choose a wheelchair to include in the label. But we want to make that shift towards more of a universal design label, and we hope to convince our current label label accommodation to make that shift together with us by for once giving them enough time to do it. That will be important. But also, of course, providing advice and guidance on making that shift. And we will try to adapt our grant system also if they need to make certain adaptations that they can do it with these grants. Already now, provisions for different target groups are included in our Hotel Stars rating system, which makes it possible to collect extra points for their Hotel Stars if they have certain accessibility adaptations. The label for meeting infrastructure, sorry, drink some water. This is an M label, as you can see on the picture. So we had our A label for accommodation. This is an M for meeting industry. You can see three levels there. We created a new level, the M++ label, which is excellent. And this is a reference point for new buildings. If you're in an existing building, it will be very hard to reach that level. So for existing buildings, the M help is needed, or M+ basic will be the most used label there. But why do we focus on it? Because simply Visit Flanders in general is now focusing on the meeting industry more. And with accessibility, we always follow the lines that are set by Visit Flanders. So we always include accessibility in every line that is set at Visit Flanders. So we have the label for at one place, but we also developed another brochure. Seems like we like to do that. Which is also a guideline, which offers guidelines, which offers a help for meeting planners and organizers, because it's, of course, more than just the numbers and figures there. You can't see the time, but I'm finishing in 1 minute. So it has, part of it is also a signed declaration, which is important because that way the meeting planners can also engage partners like catering in also making sure that they follow the guidelines, providing low tables, for example, when there is a reception. Finally, the multisensorial experiences. We really want to stimulate organizations in creating those experiences. Again, we developed a specific brochure there with lots of information, especially inspiration for them. And of course, tailor-made advice, again, especially in this case by cooperating and putting them into contact with experts who have a disability themselves. Because we can talk about it, but we noticed that when people with a disability, when experts with a disability talk about it with them, they get through way more than we could ever do. Finally, we also included obligations on multisensorial experiences in the grants over leverage projects. That's a quite recent project. These are the bigger attractions, museums, expos, that should attract a lot of visitors. So they also will have these obligations in their grants. That was my story. Don't forget to visit Flanders if you're around. And thank you for hearing me out.